All right. We've got two writers left tonight, and they are both very good. The next one gets a little extra blurb by dumb luck, because she's the last book I read, and I'm not going to say whether or not it was good, but it made me late for something. Bethany Maines writes funny stories about things going horribly wrong. She participates in many activities, including swearing, karate, art, and yelling at the news. She is the author of the Carrie Mae Mysteries, the Shark Santoyo crime series, and numerous other tales of adventure. Please welcome Bethany Maines.
Checking the light here, as Roz did. So I usually do write things that are funny, and I kind of think this one's funny, but it's been described as a tad angry. I don't know why. I mean, I started it in late September last year, which was sunshine, lollipops, children laughing, you know, Supreme Court justice hearings. No women anywhere were angry or vengeful or, you know, in need of a 357 or anything. So I don't know where the anger could possibly come from. Who knows how the creative mind works? Anyway, so this piece has two titles because I can't make up my mind. So maybe after we're done, you guys can help me pick. It's called either Johnny Stills Goes to Atlantic City or Susie Makes Cupcakes. Yeah. So without further ado, here we go. Johnny Stills Goes to Atlantic City or Susie Makes Cupcakes. Rio Bravo was playing on the TV in the kitchen, and Johnny Stills was sweating. "Suze," said Johnny, looking at the gun in his wife's hand. "Do you know what that song means?" Ricky Nelson asked John Wayne on the TV. "Suze," he said again, trying to talk over the movie. He'd walked in the front door, heard the volume go up, and she'd walked out of the kitchen with a gun. "Shh," she said, holding up her finger. "I like this part. Ricky Nelson is so cute when he's being tough." "It's called the Degüello," Rick continued, Ricky on the TV. "Santa Ana's men played it for those Alamo boys, day and night, until it was over. It means no quarter." "Ricky Nelson is about as tough as a tampon," said Johnny, his train of thought derailed by his wife's idiocy. "It shows what you know. Tampons are reliable, durable, absorbent, unlike most men." "That's true," he said. "I don't really absorb shit." "Uh-huh," she agreed. "You might as well be deaf." He hated it when she said stuff like that. She flipped words and made them mean other things.
What a night.
This is what came from letting her read those trashy romance novels. He shifted uncomfortably and a static electric shock zinged from his polyester pants to his hand. He was sitting on the plastic-covered brocade couch that they bought from Woolworths, while Susie sat in the overly prim and pinched-up wingback chair he never liked with a ginger ale set just so on the dainty end table. Same as they always did, except for the gun. It was a snub-nosed .38 revolver that he kept in the bottom of the old tool chest. He hadn't known she'd known about it. "What's going on, Susie? You and me, we get along? What's this nonsense?" He shifted on the couch again, and the plastic crinkle-crunch noise was in counterpoint to the soft strumming guitar and first few notes from the trumpet in the next room. He still couldn't believe she'd insisted on buying the damn plastic cover last month. It was ridiculous. It made him feel like his grandmother. They'd had the couch for 3 years, and she wanted to put a cover on it now? He could never tell what the hell that woman was thinking. "Get along," repeated Susie thoughtfully. "No, I don't think so." The sound of the trumpet swelled on the TV. She had it turned up loud enough for the neighbors to hear. She'd learned that from him, he realized. It covered the yelling and the screaming and the tears. He felt another trickle of sweat run down his spine. Susie was a good girl, but she could be stubborn. She'd been so cute when they got married. Always did what she was told. Why couldn't girls stay 17 forever? Johnny didn't think she'd actually shoot him. Not really, really shoot him. It wasn't like she could aim. She didn't know how to use a gun. But a lot of people had died from bullets fired by people who didn't know how to use a gun. "Don't tell me you're mad about last night," he scoffed. "Come on, baby, don't make this a thing. A thing." Susie's mouth turned up at the corners like she thought he was funny. "Well, here's the thing, Johnny love." She paused to take a sip of ginger ale, looking calm as anything. Like turning a gun on her husband was what she always did on Tuesday afternoons. "You've got 50 grand in that bag. That's a whole hell of a lot of getting out of the hell out of here money. And I want it." He looked at the bowling bag at his feet. Why had he come home? But he always came home on Tuesdays after getting the money. He had a half an hour to kill before delivering the bag to Slick Willie, and he liked to get laid. Susie was always good for at least a hummer, even if she was on the rag, and he didn't have to pay her. It was practically the only benefit to being married. That and regular meals. The Digueo or whatever that song in the movie was called was getting louder. He knew there was a gunfight coming up next. Suze, protested Johnny. Have you lost your damn mind? She shrugged. Maybe. But the way I figure it, I'll shoot you and pop you in the old chest freezer. The one she'd had him move out of the garage and onto the back patio over the weekend. Said she was going to clean it out and junk it. Oh, that's real smart, he said. Just like you to come up with a dumbass motherfucking plan like that. When I don't show up in a couple of hours, the boys are going to come looking for me and the money. You know that, right? Yeah, said Susie, nodding. And when the boys come looking, I'll say you said you were heading down to Atlantic City for a day or two. Then I'll give him a cupcake. He looked through the archway into the dining room. A cake plate sat on the table holding a dozen red velvet cupcakes with white cream cheese frosting under glass. Cupcakes don't buy nothing, cupcake. They're going to want real answers, and you can't get around them with cupcakes. I don't know, she said, evaluating the statement dispassionately. They're pretty good cupcakes. Plus, one look at me and I don't think they'll push too hard. She took another sip of ginger ale, careful to avoid the split in her lip where he'd popped her last night. He stared at the split in the black eye thoughtfully. The fight last night had been stupid. She just wouldn't shut up. He'd even said it at the time. You know better. He was beginning to think she did know better. You think you're going to get sympathy off of that? He demanded, gesturing to her face. The gun still hadn't moved. She was resting it on the arm of the chair, and her hand looked steady as an anvil. Yes, I do. They know you never tell me anything about your business, and they know that you have temper and bills and problems, and I try real hard, but sometimes Johnny just loses his cool. Maybe this time he lost his cool all the way to Atlantic City. For a moment, she looks... For a moment, she looked sweet and downtrodden, then her face changed back to unruffled calm. I already have the reefer scheduled for pickup and delivery to the junkyard. I'm using Becco's. Johnny licked his lips. Becco's was the legit front of the Andy Becco mob. If any of the guys at Becco's found his body, they'd just bury it, because they wouldn't want to start beef with Willie. After all, who would believe that they hadn't killed Johnny? What's this about? He demanded. You got some backdoor man to put you up to this? No, said Susie without a twitch or a move. I came up with this on my own. You're not that bright, said Johnny, needling her. Usually this would be enough to make her mad. It was how he'd ended up with a frying pan burn on his hand, and she'd ended up with a broken arm. He just needed to get her mad enough to make some sort of move. Then he could get her. He always won. You're not bright enough to come up with this or get away with it. You can't pull this off. We'll find out, said Susie with another shrug. No one is going to believe you, he snapped. After the boys leave... I think I'll go up to Slick Willie's and I'll tell him I'm worried. I don't know nothing, but Johnny, he's been real on edge lately. What if, she added a tremble to her voice, what if Johnny did something stupid? What do I do? Won't you help me, Willie? Johnny swallowed hard. It was an easy sell. Willie had always liked Susie, and Susie with those big blue eyes looked fragile. That was the tell, of course. Susie wasn't fragile. She would never break, not for him anyway. It was one of her most annoying qualities. She would never just give in. He's not going to buy it, sneered Johnny. Yes, he will, she said. People don't really like you that much, and like I said, I make cupcakes. People like me fine. Not really. You yell too much, and you have an overinflated sense of self-worth. I'm worth a damn sight more than you, you useless cow. Ooh, bovine insults. This was starting to feel like last Christmas. So I yell a bit. I'm hot. Yeah, yeah, you're a hot-tempered big dick man. Everybody knows. He hesitated, looking for another opening. She wasn't going to get away with this. Although, said Susie, looking thoughtful, I have to say, it's not that big and not that satisfying. You cunt, he barked angrily. John Wayne was popping off with his Winchester on the TV. Now is the time to make move. Johnny was going to make her scream for this. He stood up, stretching tall, to remind her exactly how big he was, preparing to lunge across the area rug and grab her by her skinny neck. Susie pulled the trigger. Johnny looked down at the red hole in his chest and staggered back to the plastic-covered couch and sat down heavily. Susie stood up and walked over to him, tried to raise a hand, but ended up slowly falling over onto his side. He couldn't breathe, and his toes were going numb. What'd you do, he whispered. I made cupcakes, said Susie.
Thank you, Bethany. Now... keep clapping, she earned it.